要晚祷之前，我们先来看几节圣经，请看但以理书九章第二节到第五节。
Before our evening prayer, let's turn to Daniel chapter 9.
九章第二节，就是他在位第一
年。Daniel verse 9, chapter 2. Chapter 9, verse 2.
我但以理从世上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。但以理他在读耶利米书的时候，
When Daniel was reading the book of Jeremiah,
他知道神将要毁灭耶路撒冷的事情。
And he read that God was going to destroy Jerusalem.
但以理对神预言的反应，
And his reaction to the prophecy,
我们来看第三节，是他很激烈的反应。
Let's look at verse 3.
第三节，我便进食披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈祷恳求。
Verse 3. Then I turned my face to Lord God, seeking him by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes.
他要很谦卑的进食祷告，定义恳切的寻求神。
So he humbled himself and fast and pray.
他在祷告之前，他先回想神是大而可畏的神。
And as he was praying, he recognized God as a great and awesome God.
在第四节，是守约的神，是施慈爱的神。
That he's a great and terrible God who keeps the covenant and steadfast love.
他还提到第七节，神是公义的神。
In verse 7, he mentioned that God is a just God.
第九节是怜悯饶恕人的神。
And that he's a God that he's merciful and forgives our sins.
十五节所提到的是大能的神。
And verse 15, they also mention he's an almighty God.
他在祷告之前，他先称颂神，赞美神，是大而可畏的神。
And before, in his prayer, he praised God as this great and awesome God.
他相信神可以解决人所有的问题。
And he believed that God could solve all of his problems.
然后他向神悔改所犯的罪。
And he repented of his sins.
第五节、第六节、第八节、第十节、第十一节，就是他把所犯的罪一一的提出来。
And in these verses, he lists out the sins.
因为我们时间很短，所以我就只有把它这样，提一下就好了。
Because of time constraints, I just mentioned these verses.
他把一一的罪提出来求主赦免，是完全在彻底的反省自己。
And as he was repenting, he's constantly pondering and he's reflecting.
在日常生活中的每一件事是否合神的心意。
And he's reflecting upon if everything that he did in his life is according to the will of God.
如果我们只有求主赦免我们的罪，
And if we only ask God to forgive our sins,
这样很笼统，
that's not enough.
有时会忽略的，
And sometimes we might oversee some things.
但是我们如果一一的把它列出来，
But if we were to list everything out,
会很深刻的求主赦免，
And we truly ask God to forgive us,
我们就会很谨慎，
And then we'll be more vigilant.
也不容易，也不敢再犯。
And that we wouldn't dare to sin twice.
再来是七节，他求神为自己的荣耀的缘故垂听他的祷告。
And then verse 17, he asked God for the sake of God's glory that to listen to his prayer.
再来是十八到十九节，他最后把一切的荣耀都归在神的名下。
In verse 18 and 19, he gave glory to God's name.
他第一点，他称颂神，尊神为大。
And that he recognized God as the greatest.
第二点，他彻底的一一悔改。
And secondly, he sincerely repented.
第三点，他为神的荣耀求神听他的祷告。
And he prayed that for the sake of God's glory that God will listen to his prayer.
第四点，他把一切的荣耀都归在主的名下。
And the fourth point is that he gave glory to God.
他这样的祷告，结果我们来看二十一节。
And the result of his prayer is in verse 21.
神就派天使长加百列训示的回来。
In verse 21, God sent angel Gabriel.
要按手在但以理的身上。
And that he lay hands on him.
要使但以理有智慧有聪明。
And to give him wisdom and understanding.
能够明白他想要知道的或是意象。
And that so that he has the wisdom to understand visions.
再来二十三节又提到。
And in verse 23, it also mentions.
一开始但以理定义恳求祷告神的时候。
And verse 23, when Daniel was determined to pray and fast before God.
加百列就已经得到命令了。
That angel Gabriel already received order.
从这里可以知道我们的心的动机我们在想什么。
And over here, we could tell that God knows our will and our not and our and what we're thinking.
我们立志什么
？And what is what and what are our determinations?
我们无论怎样的心，神都知道。
And that God knows our hearts.
那我看到这个定义寻求神这件事情，我很感动，也很感谢神。
And when I see the determination to seek after God.
因为我们现在在学，历代志上下。
Now we're studying First and Second Chronicles.
我看到，有一些南朝的几个王，他们懂得定义寻求神，结果神跟他们同在。
And because the southern kingdom of Judah, they had kings that were willing, that were determined to seek after God, and God abided with them.
让他们国泰平安。
And because of this, their kingdom had peace.
让四围的列国都恐惧他们，不敢来侵犯他们。
And because they feared God, the foreign nations around them feared them and did not dare to touch them.
我自己在这样的事上体验很深。
And I have my own personal experience of this.
因为我这几年处理的一些事情。
And because in these few years, I have some experiences.
我也遇到很多的困难。
And I faced a lot of difficulties.
就好像撒加利亚所说的大山堵住了。
And just like in Zechariah, there's a great mountain before.
我根本没办法处理。
And there's nothing I could do.
但是我就想到这些先人他们的模范。
Then I thought about all these saints before me.
我就学习定义寻求神。
And I learned from them to be determined to seek after God.
因为对方我虽然没办法，但是他操控在神的手中。
Even though what I could do is very limited, but God's in control of everything.
这样子定义寻求神之后。
And after I was determined to seek after God.
感谢神，真的神的怜悯，每一件事情神都一一帮我解决。
And thanks to the mercy of God, God resolved all of my problems.
所以我们现在在学历史诗，跟现今的我们真的是息息相关。
So as we study the historical books of the Bible, we can learn a lot from them.
所以我觉得我们作为神的儿女真的很幸福。
And that being the sons, being the children of God, we are very blessed.
我们无论遇到困难或是不能解决的事情，全告诉他。
And that if we face any issues that we're unable to resolve, we could pray to Him.
生人可以得到，我们也可以得到。
And that the saints before us are able to do this, so we can also do it.
愿神祝福我们每一个人的祷告。
May God bless all of our prayers.
垂听我们每一个的祷告。
And hear our prayers.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.